Boss Man Show, and UTSA Roadrunners head coach Steve Henson. They're 12-9, 8-6, 4 in a row. UAB this weekend. Coach, how you doing, man? Good to talk to you again.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me. We're doing all right. You know, we've been cruising along here, trying to stay safe and pass all these COVID tests so we can play games. And we did it all season. Then we had to cancel games because of a snowstorm. So that was unfortunate. But we're excited to play again this weekend against UAB.
Coach, I'm going to ask you, how is your family, first and foremost, and your players doing last week in Texas? I know off there I told you it's cold in Atlanta, but not like how you guys were down there. So how was it for you and your staff and your players and your family trying to be safe with all that's going on around you guys in San Antonio there?
Yeah, it was a pretty tough situation. The storm was bad all across the country, but certain parts of the country are used to that and they're prepared for that. It hit Texas hard. My family was fine. My son, because they lost water. But that was fine. We enjoyed having them over there with us. Our players, power was off again. On campus, it was on the whole time. They had power and water. They were fine. Some of our kids right across the street in the apartments lost power there for quite a few, a long stretch of hours. And so you just worry about it. You worry about them like they're your own kids. I mean, they're grown. They can take care of themselves. But still, it's just strange. And we checked on them constantly, and then we got through it. We missed 5 days of practice and then couldn't get out of town to go to Charlotte.
Wow. Now, Coach, let me ask you this, man. Trying to get your guys in shape here again so they don't lose rhythm. How is that, trying to get them back in the rhythm? I've been off a week now. Got UAB, one of the top teams in your conference, coming to town. You know, Andy King's doing a great job. So how is it trying to prepare for this UAB team, knowing that you had a weird week last week?
Yeah, it was – you know, nothing we could do. You know, campus was shut down. We didn't practice. You know, we played the two games the weekend before, and then we didn't practice Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So 5 straight days that we couldn't even get in the gym. And so we came back on Friday and Saturday. Expectations weren't real high from my standpoint for practice. I had a feeling they'd be a little rusty. And it's amazing how hard you work to get a high level of conditioning and how quickly you can lose it. But, they were huffing and puffing on Friday and Saturday, but we got some good work in. I think we accomplished what we needed to. And then we took Sunday off so we could get kind of back on our normal routine. Got locked in on UAB Monday. And then we came back the last 3 days and had really, really good practices.
Now, Coach, I'm going to ask you this, man. How has it been preparing to play just one team a week, but on back-to-backs? That's a whole difference what you've been doing in CUSA, usually Thursday, Saturday. So how has it been having one opponent and preparing all week long versus that one opponent?
Well, it's unique and something we haven't done before. You know, initially we were wondering, you know, how would we handle the night? You know, what kind of film sessions are we going to have after the game? What are we going to do with no time to prepare? What adjustments are we going to be able to make? And the answer is not a lot. I mean, you're going to watch the film and try to, you know, if you play well on the first night, then you're not going to look to change much. If you get beat or feel like you didn't play well, try to find something. But even with that, it's going to be a film session and maybe a shoot around. In some ways, the wear and tear for the players has been easier, you know, because Fridays are typically a pretty tough day at Conference USA if you're on the road. You know, you got to travel, get to the next arena, practice, go through an entire new preparation. In the past, you had that one day to prepare for your Saturday game, and it was a pretty important day. So now we're not traveling on Fridays. We get to that hotel. We're staying in the hotel for a couple nights. Wear and tear portion is easier. It's just strange to play the same team 2 days in a row.
Now, has you coaches in the league decided whether to do it again next year, or it's going to be a one year and done thing?
I don't think there's been much talk about next year, to be honest with you. It sounds like we're talking about next week, you know, and trying to figure out how we can finish up this season. So, again, the fact that it was cheaper, it was less wear and tear on the kids, fewer road trips total. There were some positives to it, but I don't think many of the coaches probably in the end really like the fact that it's just hard. It's just less fair. I don't know if that makes any sense, but you know, we're playing fewer opponents. You know, we got fewer crossover opponents.
Mm-hmm.
Our league is a little unbalanced because we got a big league, and that's pretty common nowadays. But at least in the past, we got to play everybody at least once, and had a few teams that we would play twice. This year, there were several opponents we didn't get to play at all. So I don't think it will be something we will look at long term. But every year in our league meetings, we're trying to figure out something different. What's the best way to do this year in, year out? We had the bonus play situation the last 2 years, and that didn't go over real well with everyone. So we moved on to something different, and then COVID just changed everything. So I'm sure we'll start over and try to come up with ideas again this spring.
At least you all play in Frisco at the Star. That's cool. I like that idea they came up with, though. Playing there is really cool. I've been there a few times to cover the Cowboys. I like it out there.
It's unique. It's different. There's no obvious alternatives that make sense for everyone. You know, how do you find our league? We stretch from El Paso to Norfolk to Miami. I mean, we're so spread out. Mm-hmm. It's hard to find a real centrally located. It's hard to find a place. If we're going to run the men and women's tournaments together, you know, what cities can handle hosting both of those? So there's a lot that goes into it.
It's truly Conference USA when you play it that way, from El Paso to Miami to Virginia. It's truly Conference USA, Coach. Really, truly, it really is.
Yes, it is. It's a good league, and we love it. I don't know if we figured out the exact magic formula for how to set up the conference games themselves, let alone the conference tournament. You know, that's been how many teams are we going to take in every year? That's been a huge portion of our spring meetings every single season.
Now, Coach, what's cool about it is that, you know, for you guys, next year, your seniors guys get an extra year now. That's a good thing about this year. The NCAA obligated your guys an extra year to come back if they want to come back. So I don't know if we talked to you guys about that quite yet, but how many guys you think you make will retain with them having an extra year eligibility due to this year being a COVID year?
Yeah, I think that was a great decision to give those kids, you know, the opportunity to come back. It was just such a different year. And we've been pretty fortunate. We haven't missed games due to COVID. Really, the biggest issue we had was our first game of the season. We were scheduled to play Oklahoma. We had traveled there. We were getting on the bus to go to shoot around. And they told us stay put for a few minutes, and then we had to postpone the game. But other than that, we haven't had a lot of breaks in that regard. But still, it's just been so different. I mean, we had no summer, no spring and summer workouts. And we had an incredibly long fall, incredibly long preseason. And then just cancellations, postponements, all the stuff our kids have dealt with. It's been tough. I think it was a good decision to give them that opportunity. How many kids will take advantage of it? I don't know. But I think it's the right thing to do. If kids are ready to move on, some of them are going to have their degree in hand and they're ready to move on and go play professionally. Some of them may want to come back and play one more year. We haven't had much dialogue with our guys about it. We've got an idea of what we think will happen, but our guys are locked in trying to find a way to win a couple more ball games.
I hear that, Coach. Now, Coach, go out to March last year, man. You know, it was my birthday, March 11th. Everything went crazy. Everything at NBA got canceled off the Hawks game and playing the Knicks, and it was it. I got a text, it's over. So losing your guys to go home, not see them again the whole summer for the most part, and having to deal with them via Zoom and online classes, going from being in person to online, out coach, I would suck at that. If I was having to do all virtual, I would suck. But how is it for your guys, academic advisors, your assistant coaches, keeping your young men's grades up, knowing that, hey, that's the main thing here for get a degree, when they can't do it in that structure that they had with you guys on campus?
Yeah, everything was, you know, turned upside down there right at that point, you know, conference tournaments and so, yeah, we had to finish out the semester. So we were worried about our guys academically, how that was going to go down. The professors had to redo their entire curriculum there down the stretch, how they were going to handle that. So our kids made it through that pretty well, to be honest. The professors were working very, very hard just to make it feasible for them to finish up that semester. So that part was okay. Not being able to see them is a frustrating thing for college coaches. We like to see our guys on a very regular basis. And even if it's just to sit and talk, just to check on them, it's pretty uncomfortable. And, you know, and they want to be in the gym. You know, the studies that have come through, that was one of the biggest factors, one of the biggest stressors for all the student athletes was the inability to use their facilities, to get in the weight room, to get on the tennis court, to get in the basketball gym. That's a tough deal for young people. It's where they love to be. That's their sanctuary, and they couldn't go in there. So it was tough. We tried to have some Zoom meetings. I mean, some of them were light. Some of them were just trying to have a little entertainment. Some of them were educational. Some of them were talking basketball, but it was something we had never dealt with before. And out of our arena to pass out masks and to do our first test. It was unbelievable just to see them. We weren't even supposed to high-five them or hug them. but just to see him face to face was a pretty special feeling.
I hear that, Coach. I know for me, Coach, I haven't saw my interns in over a year because they won't let me see them. So I'm having mine or six interns virtually right now. So now, Coach, for me, I feel like it's made me a better leader because they've shared me their stories, their background. So for you, hearing what I went on this summer, hearing your guys' backgrounds and perspectives, how's that for your team to kind of become closer together, knowing, hearing guys' truly backgrounds, their true perspectives, how they see the world and what was going on around us during the summertime there?
Yeah, that's a great point, you know, because as much time as we spend together in normal settings, you know, you're rarely going to block out 45 minutes or an hour to just sit and talk about what's going on. So there were probably some positives to that, and guys getting to relate to each other in a different setting. But again, ultimately, they want to get in the gym. I mean, that's where they want to be. You know, and even when we got back to practice and film sessions, weightlifting sessions, another thing that we missed entirely, we were not allowed to do anything outside of that. Just, and you don't understand the importance of that. Like, we typically going to elementary schools and reading. We're typically going to do some community service events. So that might be me and an assistant coach, two or three student athletes, you know, spending a few hours again in a different setting. And we didn't have any of that. And as much as the coaches were okay with coming to work, watching film, going to practice, that's all our kids were doing. Apartment, weight room, gym, apartment. Dorm, weight room, gym, dorm. I mean, that was it for months and months, and that definitely takes a toll on them.
Yeah, because that mentally, that because you're 18, 24 years old. They want to get out and enjoy San Antonio. They came to that great city that you all have, man, and just to only be stuck doing that. And I'll tell you, Coach, for them to get this far shows their dedication and their resolve and their will to want to play basketball for you and your team, because a lot of guys will say, screw this, I'm going home, I'm done, right? So for your guys to endure that, knowing it is our sacrifice for you guys to win, opportunity to go to the big dance, I'll tell you what, for me, I'm close to your team, because a lot of guys at their age would be like, nah, I'm good, I want to enjoy my life and be crazy. So for your guys to say that discipline, man, Coach, it's amazing to see that you guys did that for you and your staff and themselves as well.
Well, yeah, I appreciate you saying that. There's kids all around the country. All the sports are dealing with different things. And, you know, we've got some young men that came in here, you know, from all around the world. We got a pretty international group, and we got some kids as freshmen that, you know, missed out on the typical freshman experience. We got a couple kids that are very social, and they wanted to hang out and hang out with the other athletes, hang out with the other students. They couldn't do it. We've got a couple kids that are pretty content to go to sit in their rooms every night. You know, it's strange for us to be telling them to go – don't sit there and isolate, when in the past, we've always encouraged our guys to get out, get involved with campus activities. And so our message had to change this year, and it affected some kids more than others.
Now, Coach, a positive of this year has been, because I don't know, recruiting per se, is to be home with your family. So how's that been, coming, going from work to home with your family more than you had ever in the past?
That's a great point. You know, and we had, you know, we got some – bunch of our coaches have young kids. They spend a lot more time at home with them. There were some blessings along the way. Yeah, I mean, we weren't out on the road at all for a recruiting standpoint. So coaches that typically miss birthday parties and miss different events got to be home with their families. And that was one of the positives to all of this. And we tried to keep reminding our guys that there were some positives along the way, because it was a tough situation.
Last one for you, guy, Coach, was this. What is your quarantine hobby? Mine was playing the guitar, Coach. So I learned how to play the guitar over the summertime and here a little bit in the fall. So tell me, what was your quarantine hobby this past summer, man?
You know what? Unbelievable blessing that we had. My son and his wife had a baby boy 2 years ago. So we had a young grandson that we got to spend a lot of time with. That's all we saw was those – the immediate family there hanging out with the grandson. Then they had another grandbaby in December. So we got two little ones. My wife and I spent time with them, and that was it. We didn't see anybody else. But you get a one-year-old, two-year-old running around. He's always in a good mood, entertaining us. We had a blast. And it goes back to what you said a minute ago. I was there a lot more than I would have been during a typical season. So we enjoyed that quality time together.
Coach, the four-year-old I have over here, man, he keeps me busy, man. He keeps me young, man. So, So I know what you mean, but having those good little guys around you, man, it makes you want to do more and have fun with them. So it kind of reinvigorated me in my 30s. Okay, that I got to keep with this little guy, man. This guy, run me ragged, coach, but I love it.
Yeah, my connection cut out there a little bit. I heard you running around, chase the 4-year-old around there. My connection was
yeah,
back.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Keep me going, coach. I love it.
Yeah. Well, what we do is we play with in my life. We play with them and then we give them back, and we don't have to deal with it when we're done. So, but now that was really a blessing to be able to do that. And the fact that they live about 5 minutes away from us, so we get to spend a lot of time with them, and still feel like we're being responsible and safe. You know, we're not going to restaurants, we're not going to movies, we're not doing anything else except spending quality time with them, and that's not a bad thing.
He loves the radio already, coach. So I'm like, so he might be going to take my job eventually, coach. He loves the radio, man. So like already radio. So take my job eventually, coach. Yeah, you're aggressive. We talking to my kid in 30 years, hopefully.
Sounds like a plan. I like it.
Hey, coach. Thank you for your time, coach. Good luck against UAB this weekend. Hope to talk to you real soon again, Coach Henson.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Your hand time. Be good now.
All right.
All right.